Well, certainly the purpose of our internship school is to grow our next generation of acquisition professionals. I currently have 56 interns in the program now, and I'm hiring the next class of 30. They'll start with us in August. So they will serve as our seeds of change and be infused into the VA workforce across the U.S.
Typically, are these 3 years interns, are they doing only internships, meaning are they going to agencies, organizations within VA for 6 months and then coming back to the academy and then going back to an agency for a month to get some real world experience? Or is it really focused on that 3 years and then they are sent out into the wild?
Actually, it is focused on having job rotations built into their 3 year program. It's a very experiential learning model where they take theory and put it into practice. So first I teach them the theory, the contracting technical skills that they absolutely need, but then we give them a chance to practice those skills in a learning laboratory where they're actually using real VA work in a simulated environment where it's facilitated by a senior contracting professional. It's an environment where it's okay to fail. So they learn the skills, they build their confidence, and then we put them out onto job rotation where they can be productive immediately. So they rise up the learning curve quickly, we reduce their time to performance, and we increase their competency and confidence.
Now, Lisa, the other thing that's very fascinating about this idea is the real-world experience, because a lot of times when you're a new contracting officer, you get kind of pushed into this new role that a lot of people, as it's said many times, no one grows up saying, I want to be a contracting officer. A lot of times people just kind of fall into it and realize how great of a job it is and how interesting. The real-world experience seems to really be a big benefit of what you guys are doing. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the other benefits? What kind of impact? In 2 years is a short amount of time, but have you moved some people through and into the VA acquisition workforce?
Actually, with the two classes that I currently have ongoing, they have served in job rotations. Their job rotation increases in length and complexity as their skills and competence increase. So they have served in job rotations in many medical centers, hospitals, and contracting offices across the U.S., including I have two interns in Puerto Rico. And those contracting offices and the medical centers and hospitals have asked if they could keep the interns because they're so valuable. And I explain that they'll get them soon enough, but I do need to train them and build their skills a little bit more before releasing them.
I think a lot of people are like, ooh, qualified, well-trained contracting professionals, we'll keep them. Right. It's probably it's a pull push here. And now this is located in Frederick, Maryland, right?
It is.
And is this all in person or is there some online, some in person? Do you guys mix it up?
Well, it depends on the school, but for the most part, it is stand-up training in person. Although we do have some blended learning approaches built into, say, our program project management school.
So you're bringing people from across the country, from all the VA, both hospitals and organizations, and they're getting this standardized set of training at this Academy Frederick. Are most courses 1 week? Are they 6 weeks? How do they work?
It depends on the school. Our internship school is actually a three-year program where they're in residence with me at the Academy for 3 years. They're becoming certified acquisition professionals each year, FACC Level 1. FACC stands for Federal Acquisition Certification and Contracting. So my goal is to both train and certify them. They're with us for 3 years. Now, our contracting professional school, those are the courses that are 1 to 2 weeks in length, and those are for the employees across the VA who come here and have their training with us.
Let me ask you, are you having trouble filling the spots in the academy? Because you guys maybe got a little lucky with the job market across the U.S. coming down a little bit, people looking for jobs, and they see that you guys have this training course. Have you guys been filled up, or is it you having to go out and look a little harder?
We're actually filling up fast. This next class of interns that I'm currently hiring, we had over 400 qualified candidates for 30 slots.
Wow.
So I'm able to hire the best of the best. And we also are focused very much on hiring veterans as well to give them a chance to serve and to give back.
I'm speaking with Lisa Doyle, the Chancellor of the Veterans Affairs Department's Acquisition Academy here at the Management of Change Conference in Philadelphia. So let's talk about the future a little bit. You, as you said, about almost 2 years you guys launched, I think you mentioned September of 2008. So we're just not quite there yet, in about 18 months. Where do you see the future? Is it going to expand? Only 30 people, it seems so little. But again, I'm sure that there's a money issue in terms of the cost to run the the academy. Where do you see you guys headed in the next year or so?
Well, that's just one school in the academy. Currently, there are 56 interns. We'll have 30 more at any given time. I'd like to have up to 90 interns in the program. But we do have several other schools, a contracting professional school, a program project management school, and we're actually launching in fiscal year 2011 a facilities management school. So there are about 12,000 employees in the VA that serve in those roles and will need that kind of training, certification, and maintaining those certifications.
Okay. So facility management, that's huge, not just for VA, but I think across government. Many times people look at it and say, well, that's a government job versus a private sector job or something that can be contracted out. Is it just for VA people or can anyone?
Actually, all of our schools, I want to get it right for the VA first and then open it up government-wide. So actually, all of our schools are open to other government agencies. So we are the second largest agency, second to DOD. We're the largest civilian agency. And so I have the resources and the ability to stand up a bricks and mortar training facility that other civilian agencies can benefit from.
Are you seeing other civilian agencies using it, or is it you're still working on the VA piece first?
Actually, civilian agencies have started taking our contracting classes and program project management classes.
All right, and if someone's interested, if they're listening and they want to join the academy or look into the academy, where can they find all the information?
Yes, so go to our website. It's www.vaacquisitionacademy.gov.